Education. So basically, he's talking about the Sde Ish Atzel. The Sde Ish Atzel, let's translate the pasuk carefully. Al Sde Ish Atzel Avarti, says Shlomo HaMelech, I passed through the Sada, the field of the lazy man. Val Kerem Adam Chasar Lev, and on the vineyard of the man who is missing attentiveness. He's missing Lev, he doesn't pay attention. Hine Allah Kula Kimshainim, everything grew. To the Kimshanim is like withering away. Kasupan of Charulim and Gedder Avanim of Nerasa, the stone fence is falling apart. The Exanoichi Oshes Libi. And I looked at him and said, Raisi Lakhti Musa, I took Musa from this guy. What was my Musa? I took from this guy. Ma'at Shenois. It's worth it to sleep a little bit. Ma'at Tnumas. Don't space out. Don't fall asleep. Ubam and walk like protected and paying attention. So if you want to tell me lazy people don't make money, then I don't need to walk on the field of a guy with a that's sleeping and his stone fence fell down. I get it. If you don't go to work, you're not going to make money. Like, what's the chiddush of this whole mashal, whole Shlomo HaMelech dramatic mashal? Like, oh, I took a major lesson from this lazy guy. What's he saying? The guy fell asleep and he didn't have fruit that year. Obviously, how are you gonna have fruit if you didn't plant it? You need it. What's the tzir over here that he's bringing out? I think that the tzir that he's bringing out that we started talking about yesterday is a lot deeper than that. Is that a person will say by being lazy, I'm just not moving forward, but I'm not moving backwards.
He's saying the opposite.
Right. So you'll say, okay, the guy that didn't work this year. Has no fruit to show himself. But next year, if he wants to plant, he'll start planting next year. So there, no. I walked by the field, and 1 year of not doing work set him back years and years worth of work. Because now he has to go weed the place. He has to go fix the fences. Everything is laid out there like nothing, like it's destroyed. He lost everything. That means that not working doesn't just make you, I didn't gain. No, it puts you backwards. You ruin things. You by being that's what I think what Shlomo Melech was saying. That a person doesn't pay attention to their what they're focused on, then not only do they not gain their goals, but they're actually worse off than having done nothing. That's why it's a strong mussar. So Chazal made a drasha from this. That let's apply it to learning. What does it mean, kuloi kimshoinim? It all came up as weeds. Shemavakish pirshal parsha ve'inamotze. If you're lazy, you're going to try to learn, you're not going to get pshat. So, not that you're not going to get the right pshat, you're going to get the wrong pshat. So, you're walking around your whole life because you were lazy and you got the wrong pshat. So, you're walking around with the wrong information. You're not going to work on your learning. Now you're paskening wrong halachas because you didn't work through the sugya. Next thing you know, you're changing halachas. And what's the punishment of someone that breaks halachas? That not just breaks halachas. But doesn't follow that which Chazal say, Yishchen, which is a very severe Indian that Chazal say. Someone that is Peretz Geder goes against the fences, Yishchen Nochosh. He's bitten by the Nochosh. The Otzel doesn't all come at once. Ela ma'at ma'at, b'lo she'yeda v'yargish ba. It says another lesson to learn from the lazy guy. This field, which used to bear beautiful fruit, you would go there in the season, it would be blossoming, and then you could come pick your oranges, eat your juicy, delicious oranges, right? And now it's abandoned, broken fences, weeds all over. Nothing going on, no fruit on the trees, no fruit, right? This didn't happen overnight. This takes a long time of abandonment. So he says, what happened? Didn't you look at an event? She says, no. When you're lazy and you're not focused, you get engrossed in your laziness. And you get so focused on your laziness, and then now you can't break out of it. And you don't realize what's going on around you. You don't realize this stuff is falling apart. This is the way it is. And this is the way it was yesterday, right? Because it just grows on you. So your stagnation becomes your new, regular. You accept your stagnation, right? So your mediocrity becomes like lechatchila, and then you're, whatever. She says that's another lesson to be learned, that it's not about today or tomorrow. It's about letting it slide and sit. Hine betchila eino ela mecha machsir ha-terach asher ha-yaro eloi. At the beginning, you're just not working hard enough. So he says that what's going to happen is, first you're going to be lazy and you're not going to learn enough. Then, mipnei chisaron excuse me, if you don't learn enough, then when you start learning, you're not going to understand anything. Vihine ilule ha-yisa gomeres ra'asa b'zeh. That would also be bad. But it doesn't end there. Then, ach oid mishrabe v'olechas b'mashem retzoysa kapon leishev ha'parsha v'aperkahu. Maisi wants to get pshat in it, but he doesn't know how. So he's going to be megala pon mishlo ka'aloch. He's going to make a bad pshatim. V'yashchus ha'emes. He's going to turn over the truth. V'yavra al takonis. And he's going to change the halachas. And at the end, he's going to break down all fences. And that's what the mashal means. He's going to break down the fences and the protections that the Torah set up simply because he's too lazy to find out the real pshat. Amar Shlomo HaMelech, va'echze anoichi ashes he's by non-tell them, I paid attention to this. V'ra'isi goydel harasha, but you realize how bad this is. Shu ke'eres ha'hoylech mispashet, it's like almost like venom. Goes slowly and enters slowly into the system. Ve'ei pulosu nikeres ad ha'misa. V'zeu me'at sheinois. So, I don't know the answer to this question, but let's think about it for a minute. Why is he saying this? His laziness doesn't start so quickly. It starts slow, and then it builds on the person. Right? Why is that? Why? What's the pshat? Yeah. Probably because the way we're learning laziness, the way we're learning over here, is not so much about I'm lazy because I want to stay in bed. It's because I'm not so focused on what I want to be focused on. So, really, what happens is it's a priority thing. It's not laziness per se. It's a lack of priorities and balancing your priorities. So changing people's priorities doesn't happen overnight. You start off, oh yeah, I'm like stark. And eventually, okay, you know what? I don't have to be as stark about that. And it becomes less and less of a priority. And then once it becomes less and less of a priority, all of a sudden it becomes a shita now. Right? What did someone say once? He said, something like, he said, the Gemara says, if you do an Aveira, oh yeah, that's what I was, Reb Chaim Cohen said, he said one time, he said, if you do an Aveira once, it's an Aveira. If you do an Aveira twice, the Gemara says, the second time is already, you think it's mutter. He said, the third time you do it, what is it?
It's a
It's a
mitzvah. I was joking.
Yeah. He said, the fourth time, now it's my shita, right? So the idea, I think, is that it takes time to change the way you look at things. So again,
What's bringing so much feeling to put it together?
He's
Three
trying to
times.
explain the pasuk in Mishlei.
I didn't hear the question.
He's focusing a lot on this breaking the fences. I think that his point is because
Rephrase
I think that breaking the fences is a point where a person is no longer meshubba to those things that he used to be meshubba to. know, everyone has those points where like that, I don't go past there. That's, you know what I'm
Type of
saying?
the rut.
I can have my, I, what?
Type of the rut, literally.
Saying if a person's in a rut, right? A person's like in my good moods, I, well, let's say in my good mood, like I'll diamond 3 times a day and I go to Mignon or whatever. And sometimes I'm not in the best mood. I don't make it to Mignon or whatever. I always diamond, right? Like I never will go past, I don't know, I always put on film. I don't know, whatever the diagram, whatever we're talking about. Put it together is a point where you enter into like a whole new reality. You're not any more meshubit to those things. So you change your whole philosophy. It takes a long time to get there.
What did you mean by you'll be bit by a snake? Was that metaphorically,
Well,
or
it's a
was that
pasuk.
being the Yetzer Hara, or
It's a good question what it means. But basically, it's a pasuk. The pasuk says that anyone that goes, that makes himself into a shita against Chazal, will end up being bitten by a snake.
what is that? What do you understand from that? Bitten by a snake.
So we have to know what is the koyach of nachash. And I think the koyach of nachash is the koyach of not seeing Hashem in this world. So I don't know what the connection is, but I assume that's what it's referring to.
That's like Kairos. That's like really being disconnected.
Yeah, it's not good. Nachash is never good. Okay, so the first time I'm reading this, I'm really understanding a little what he's bringing out. He's not just stop saying it's bad to be lazy. He's bringing out a very big nekuda over here with this whole mashal. That a person who lacks focus and ends up being lazy could cause major destruction.
Thank you, Rabbi.
That's good. Clarity. Good
Yes.
clarity there. Okay.
Well, especially because I have this dark there, right? So.
They sent it, they never. Want
Me? Okay. Okay.
it? Just take this almost. Want to know if they're in it?
So, Rabbi, fundraising for the building is totally separate.